Right action. Right action. How do I experience right action in my life? How do I experience right action in everything that I do? How do I experience right action? That's a wonderful thing to be able to do. It's a wonderful thing to be able to accomplish in my world, in my life, in my activities. Right action. Now, the only way that I will ever have right action is when I speak up for myself, is when I reach out for myself to accomplish whatever dreams, whatever desires, whatever goals, whatever choices I have in my life. Only then will right action take place in my life. Only then will right action be resolved and be revealed in my life. But otherwise, I will have sort of laissez-faire type of action. It could be, it could not be. It might be wonderful, it might not be. Right action demands that I have right thinking. And when I have right thinking, naturally I have right action. But what is right thinking? How do I demonstrate right thinking in my life, every moment of my life? How do I demonstrate right action and right thinking? Well, if I'm going to think the thoughts that other people think, then I'm going to limit myself to where the other people are in their thought. If I'm going to limit myself to the type of thoughts that I read about, that I study, that I learn about, I'm going to limit myself to whatever those things are. But when I'm going to expand myself, if I'm going to reach out in my inner self, to my divine self, to what my ideas are within me, then I will know it all. People often say to me, "Herb, what sort of philosophy do you teach?" And I say, "Well, I teach my own." Oh, you teach your own. Boy, isn't that a brazen attitude toward life. No, it's not. No. When I teach my philosophy, I teach what I believe. I teach what is going on in my mind, in my thought, in my world. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to give in a lecture. I don't have to worry about the details that I'm going to give in a talk, because as long as the talk is mine, it comes directly out of me. I am the source, and it comes directly out of me, and it's correct every time. Now, if I'm going to give a lecture about other people's thoughts, about other people's ideas, about informational talks, well, then I must be aware of what's in the books. I must be aware of what the world has thought up to now. I must be aware of whatever limitation the world has accepted for itself to now. And if I'm going to think my own thoughts, if I'm going to have my own observations, my own understanding, my own intuitive knowingness, then I will never have to worry about whether I'm saying the right thing or not, whether I'm revealing the truth or not, because the truth is what I am. The truth is what I am. Whatever is in me is the truth for me. However I look at things is the truth for me. Now, if I'm going to think of my thoughts as I thought of them years ago, whatever limitations I may have had, well, then that's the limitations I will be in today. But if I am going to think my thoughts beyond the limitations, beyond the possibilities, beyond all the things that have ever taken place, then I'm ready to really let go and let the divine in me be itself. Because I'm always not changing my mind, but I'm always expanding in my consciousness to greater and greater awareness of what right action can be. Now, what is right action under one circumstance might not be right action under another circumstance. If we're driving a car and it's going into a spin, and I say, all is in divine order, this car is running straight ahead smoothly. It's now, I've taken my foot off the gas and off the brakes and so on. It's going to come to a stop gently at the side of the road facing the direction that I'm going. And it goes that way. Now, I'm spending so much time being busy as to how right action should be taking place that I haven't time for wrong action. I haven't time for negative action. I haven't time for anything to go on in my life which is not a blessing and not something beneficial to me. Now, I don't really have to be so busy in my right action. I can say all is in divine order and let it go, meaning it, knowing it, and enjoying it. I don't have to say how that divine right order is. I don't have to say what that right action is for me. I don't have to say how it's going to function itself in my world. I just say all is in divine order, and then I let it go, and I let it be in divine order. And as I let it be in divine order, it demonstrates itself in its most perfect, beautiful, fantastic way. Right action does not need me to guide it. It needs me only to claim it. Right action does not need me to guide it. It only needs me to claim it. All is in divine order. That's claiming right action. All is in peace. That's claiming right action. All is abundant. That's claiming right action. All is in harmony. That's claiming right action. All is wholeness, now and forevermore. That's claiming right action. Right now. Right now, in every attitude, every thought, every beingness of who I am, that's claiming right action. And really, that's all that matters, doesn't it? It only matters to claim right action. Now, I claim right action. I claim it. I know it. I am it. And I love it. And I'm claiming right action. Now, is right action so difficult? Is it so unusual? Is it so beyond something that we could ever know? Not at all. Right action is what we do most of the time. Right action can be what we do all of the time if we let go and let right action take place. If we let go and let the divine in us be us. If we let go and let this reveal itself to us in its perfect, wonderful, magnificent way. Now, am I ready for the perfect, wonderful, magnificent way of life to be demonstrated in my world? Yes, I am. I am ready. I am ready because I am training myself every moment of my life to say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I say that as a mantra. I say that so definitely that right action can only take place. Purity, success, wholeness, harmony, happiness can only take place in my life because I say, all is in divine order now. I say, right action is all that I know. Right action is manifest in my life now. And then it is. It's just so simple. But I must make the claim. I must make the statement. I must make the awareness, consciousness within my mind, my spirit, and my body every moment of my life that I am right action. I am peace. I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fabulous. I am all that matters. And so all that matters is what I am. You can do it too. Everyone can do it. And everyone does do it to a certain degree. But everyone can do it all of the time if that is their choice. Are you going to make it your choice today to say that all is in divine order? All is in right action now? All is in divine right action now and always? Are you going to say that? I'm going to say that. I've been saying that all my life. I'm going to say it all my life. And though things may challenge me, though things may come up and grab my attention and say, hey, listen to this, I'm going to say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in right action now and forevermore. And that's all I know. That's all I know for me, and that's all I know for you and for all my world. Know that I love me, and I love my world, and I love you. I love you. I love you.